Chapter 7, Mudbloods and Murmurs. Harry spent a lot of time over the next few days dodging out of sight whenever he saw Gilderoy Lockhart coming down a corridor. Harder to avoid was Colin Creevy, who seemed to have memorized Harry's schedule. Nothing seemed to give Colin a bigger thrill than to say, "All right, Harry," 6 or 7 times a day, and hear, "Hello, Colin," back, however exasperated Harry sounded when he said it. Hedwig was still angry with Harry about the disastrous car journey, and Ron's wand was still malfunctioning, surpassing itself on Friday morning by shooting out of Ron's hand in charms and hitting tiny old Professor Flitwick squarely between the eyes, creating a large, throbbing green boil where it had struck. So with one thing and another, Harry was quite glad to reach the weekend. He, Ron, and Hermione were planning to visit Hagrid on Saturday morning. Harry, however, was shaken awake several hours earlier than he would have liked by Oliver Wood, captain of the Gryffindor Quidditch team.
"What's the matter?" said Harry groggily.
"Quidditch practice," said Wood. "Come on." Harry squinted at the window. There was a thin mist hanging across the pink and gold sky. Now that he was awake, he couldn't understand how he could have slept through the racket the birds were making.
"Oliver," Harry croaked, "it's the crack of dawn."
"Exactly," said Wood. He was a tall and burly 6-year, and at the moment his eyes were gleaming with a crazed enthusiasm. "It's part of our new training program. Come on, grab your broom and let's go," said Wood heartily. "None of the other teams have started training yet. We're going to be first off the mark this year." Yawning and shivering slightly, Harry climbed out of bed and tried to find his Quidditch robes. "Good man," said Wood. "Meet you on the field in 15 minutes.